You're listening to an AOP Athletics podcast as we're excited to continue this feature on the website during the 25-26 school year today. Our guest today is junior guard Corey Francis of the Bonner and Prendy boys basketball team. Corey scored a game-high 18 points on March 20th as the Friars earned their first state title in program history with a 62-35 win over West York in Hershey. Corey, thanks for joining me today.
No problem.
So let's go back a few weeks. Bonner and Prendy loses a tight game in Newman Gretti in the PCL semifinals in front of a big crowd at the Palestra. How is the team able to reset after that loss and focus on making a big run in the state playoffs?
So it was a tough game. Ended up not the way we wanted it to. We took a day off, and the next morning, our coach sent us a picture of a whiteboard in our locker room, and it says win states. So honestly, it was just having a mentality that, you know, things happen. It didn't come out how we wanted it to, but we still had ambitions and goals to still accomplish something. So instead of just having our mindset on the PCL win, dwelling over the past, we just moved on and got to the next thing.
It seemed like the deeper the team advanced in the state playoffs, the better it played, especially on defense. How much did playing a challenging schedule this year, non-league and in the PCL, prepare the team to make a run to a state championship?
So non-league is very important because, you know, you see a bunch of everything, really. We played different styles, paces of teams. You know, Central Dolphin, our second game of the year, was a fast-paced game. They have really good guards. And then you play games where there's games like Pancras where you're going to sit in half-court defense for a while. It's not going to be too much up and down. It's going to be set. So you see a lot throughout the year, different intensity levels, different different offenses, but it helped us in the states because we saw different teams as well.
So in that state championship game, the team fell behind 7-0 early, trailed by one at the half. West York spent most of the halftime period in the locker room, while Bonner and Prendy was only in there a short time and back on the court getting shots up. Without getting too far into specifics, what was the message at the half from the coaching staff?
It really started at the beginning of the game. You know, our coach Billy said, no matter what the score is, no matter what happens in the first half, we're gonna come in halftime. He's not gonna say much. He's gonna come we're gonna come right back out on the court because one, it's a stadium, so getting to the locker rooms more difficult than it is in a high school gym. Also, we've been playing for 4 months now, so it's not really much you can say. It's really what happens on the court is between us. So it's really the players that got to go out there and make the plays, so there's not much you can say.
So you led the team with 18 points in that game, but it was a very balanced attack, three other players in double figures. What were some of the keys in that second half that led to such a dominating third and fourth quarter from the team?
I think it was mainly just focus, defense, and intensity. The reason why we started off really slow is because, one, we couldn't score, and we let them sit in their offense for too long. So once we started to score, we were able to get into our press. We were able to speed the team up. So I think the main goal is to just focus and lock in, because if we can't get into our press, we can't speed the team up. They're a really good half-court offensive team.
It was a pretty good drive to get out to Hershey, but you had a nice contingent of students from Bonner and Prendy at the game. How much did it mean you to celebrate with the student body in the stands after the game?
It means a lot because, you know, they've been here since pretty much the beginning. They've shown up to a lot of our games, a lot of the big games as well. So being able to celebrate them, because the win means just as much to us as it does to them.
You were named the PCL MVP this season, as well as the Max Preps PA Player of the Year. How honored were you to receive such a prestigious award from both the league's head coaches and then from writers around the state?
It feels great for the PCL, you know, just to go from first team last year to the MVP. It means a lot because I have put in work that, you know, people haven't seen. So being able to be named that it means a lot. And then for the Max Preps, you know, I haven't gotten a lot of national attention. So being able to be named that means that I'm starting to get looked at, starting to get noticed. It means a lot.
So you talked about the work you put in. What areas do you think you improved the most from sophomore year to junior year? And what would you say is the biggest area where you can enhance your game even more?
I think, you know, rebounding the ball was a big, big thing for me this year. I think mid-range jump shots were a big thing, and then really leadership, because if a team doesn't have like enough leaders or good leadership on a team, you can't really succeed. And then the next jump I think I can make in my game is just being able to get multiple, like being able to shoot multiple threes in a game and make them. And then I think my ability to be able to guard more 1 through 5. I mean, I was able to a little bit this year, but being able to really guard 1 through 5 and get active hands on defense could be the next jump.
Mm. So off the court, I know you have a pretty exciting life event coming up. Talk to me about that.
So this Saturday, I'll be becoming a Catholic and joining the church. I've been Christian most of my life, but I think that after coming to school, I've started to understand the Catholic faith and how it makes more sense to me. And yeah, I just think that it'll be a great model for my life and how I want to live.
Did you know that this was the time, you know, as you went through Bonner and Prenny, that this year, did it feel it was right for your time to become a Catholic?
So I wanted to start becoming Catholic around last year. It was like, I really got into it when like the Pope was elected, but I was still looking at it like during the winter. And then I wanted to get baptized during the summer, but I couldn't really find anywhere that would do it without me having to take a lot of classes. And then I realized I could do it at school. So I joined the program, and then I knew like this was going to happen.
Well, Corey, congratulations again on a terrific season and on your special Catholic journey. And thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.